Paris. For 1 week after an Egyptian woman was stabbed to death in a court in Germany's northern city of Dresden, details of the incident still remain murky. The case has triggered strong public sentiments in Egypt, although it has received little attention in Europe. Reports say Shrabini's husband was trying to save his wife, but the police mistook him from the assailant and shot him. The man is in hospital in critical condition. Other sources say the police thought the woman's husband was the assailant because he was not blonde. Egypt says it will send a state prosecutor to Germany to help with the investigation.
Many Egyptians demonstrated on Monday against the killing of Marwa Shirbini, an Egyptian woman who was stabbed to death in the German city of Dresden on Wednesday in a crime believed to be racially motivated. Marwa Shirbini was stabbed to death in a courtroom as she prepared to give testimony against a German man who she had sued for insult and abuse. Shirbini's husband was critically wounded in the attack after he tried to intervene and was stabbed by the attacker and accidentally shot by court security.
In the name of 80 million Egyptians, we condemn this act. It's a racist crime. Even the German police made a deadly mistake and sympathized with the murderer instead of detaining him.
The man, identified in German media as Alex, was convicted of calling Shirbini, who wore an Islamic headscarf, terrorist and Islamist. When she asked him to leave a swing for her three-year-old son Mustafa during her visit to a children's park in August 2008, Alex remains in detention and persecutors have opened an investigation on suspicion of murder. Shirbini was 3 months pregnant at the time of her death and was killed in front of her three-year-old son. Shirbini and her husband moved to Dresden in 2003, after her husband received a grant to study genetic engineering in the renowned Max Planck Institute. He was scheduled to present his PhD thesis in the coming days. Many Egyptians are outraged by the attack and saw the low-key response in Germany as an example of racism and anti-Muslim sentiment, calling Marwa the martyr of the Islamic headscarf.
The Egyptian citizen Marwa El-Sharibi was stabbed 18 times. We call on the Egyptian government to protect its citizens against Islamophobia and those who fight women just because they wear the Islamic veil.
A German government spokesman, Thomas Stegg, said that if the attack was racist, the government naturally condemns this in the strongest terms.
Hundreds of Egyptians and Muslims from other countries held demonstrations to protest the killing of Marwa, calling it an outrageous racist murder. Egypt's Grand Mufti Mohammed Sayed Tantawi demanded that the severest punishment be issued against her murderer. But whether these calls will be heard and whether Marwa and her family will receive justice from the German courts remain to be seen. Hiba Fahmi, Press TV, Cairo.
Well, we were earlier joined by our correspondent in Berlin for more details on the police shooting in the Dresden court.
There's very different and conflicting reports about this, and also the story of the security person then shooting the husband instead of the attacker. It is difficult to tell whether he actually aimed at the person. Of course, it is possible that thinking the non-blonde person must be the attacker, that is possible. But it is also possible that he just couldn't aim well, because obviously there was a fight going on, and he was shooting at two people fighting, or three people fighting. And so maybe his bullet just went wrong. But basically, it was obviously the wrong thing to do, to shoot in a situation like that.